The hot new collectible for millennials? Credit cards.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Companies that issue credit cards know full well that their business is driven by offering the best rewards. Rack up enough points and it's worth potentially thousands of dollars, enough to get a free trip. The promise of rewards points has driven many young adults, especially millennials, to sign up for practically every credit card in sight. Joining us from Chicago is Wall Street Journal reporter Rob Copeland, who's actually based in New York, but maybe he got a free trip thanks to rewards points racked up on his card. Rob, in your story, you called credit cards the hot new collectible among millennials, those adults age 18 to 36. You interviewed quite a few people, and the number of credit cards each of them owned was staggering. Why don't you tell us about one couple that had 40 credit cards between them?
Well, first of all, I want to say that journalism is not doing so well, but we're not so bad that I have to spend my rewards points on business trips to Chicago. Thank goodness. Thank you, Rupert Murdoch. The couple that we profiled in this story has 40 credit cards between them. They are 29 years old. They have 1,492,500 rewards points, and they have used those points to visit almost every place mentioned in the chorus of Kokomo.
That's their goal.
That's their goal, and they're not alone. What's really driving the trend is a series of very expensive credit cards. They carry annual fees of $450 to $550 a year, but in return for that, you get a very hefty sign-up bonus. You, up until a few weeks ago, you would receive 100,000 Chase points for signing up for instance, the Chase Sapphire Reserve credit card.
Many credit card issuers don't limit the number of cards a person can sign up for. Isn't that correct?
That's correct. What's so interesting is the card companies seem to know that this is going on, and they really encourage it. For many cards, you can actually sign up and receive multiple sign-up bonuses for having different versions of the exact same card.
Credit card companies consider an applicant's payment history and overall debt history when deciding whether to issue a card, as far as I understand. Couldn't a missed payment hurt someone's chances for applying for his 20th credit card?
Absolutely. So what really turned conventional wisdom on its head for me in writing the story was that actually the more cards you have, in some ways, the more likely you are to be approved for more. That's because one of the most important metrics that issuers consider is the percentage of your available credit that you're using. So the more cards you have, the lower percentage of the outstanding credit that you're using. So actually, you seem to be an even better applicant to them. The flip side, however, is if you do make a mistake, if you do miss a payment, you could see your credit score drop disproportionately. That's because when you miss a payment, they're going to take a look at your account and they're going to see how much outstanding credit you have, and they're going to consider all of that credit a risk. So it's a bit of a double-edged sword.
I'm speaking with Rob Copeland of the Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening, everyone. Rob, whether or not a person gets a credit card, I guess, is not based on income, because you also bring up another person in your story. I guess he was a Yale medical student, and he had 19 credit cards, and as far as we know, no source of income.
That's right. It's Ike Lee, or the future Dr. Ike Lee. He's a Yale medical student, and he has 16 cards. He has no income, and he actually he's building more student loans. And so he's using these cards in part. It's almost like what they call on Wall Street a carry trade, where the complicated currencies trade, where you buy in one place and sell in another. What Ike is doing is he's buying furniture for his friends on a card that gives him 5% cash back on furniture purchases. And then those friends pay him back, but they don't pay him back for the full price of the furniture. They pay him back with about a 3% discount. So he's getting 5% cash back. His friends, he's sort of rebating part of that to his friends, and then he captures the difference. He actually told me, and just one transaction with this, he made $40, and he's a full-time student, and not really employable, so he just considers it free money.
A full-time student with his own credit card business, apparently.
Then, exactly.
Then there was the San Antonio, Texas engineer Marshall Sharp, who you say used an Excel spreadsheet to track the due dates for 24 credit cards he's bought in the past 11 months.
Exactly, exactly. Well, it's very important to Marshall and many of the other people that I spoke to that you don't miss a payment because of that risk that it really knocks your credit score down. Now, Marshall is interesting, too, because he's an engineer. He's got a very solid job, but he does not spend enough to earn the bonuses on all 24 credit cards. So what he does something that's known as churning. It's actually, it's either called churning or manufactured spending. It's sort of a combination of the two. And essentially, he heads to a mall and he buys gift cards that are cash equivalent, like a Visa gift card or an Amex gift card.
Yeah.
So he earns points for buying those gift cards. And then he takes those gift cards, and he can do this at Walmart and Western Union, a few other places, and he turns them essentially into a money order and then uses that money order to pay off the balances. So it's called manufactured spending because you're manufacturing transactions without actually purchasing anything.
And he said the same sort of loop is used for money laundering.
Exactly, exactly. He joked that if the FBI comes, he'll know where to point them.
Wall Street Journal reporter Rob Copeland, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.